from KQED.
A high school band from the San Francisco Bay Area city of Hayward is competing for top honors this weekend at a national music festival in Anaheim. Mount Eden High School is in a working-class neighborhood. It has a mostly Latino and Asian student body, and it has one of the best school bands in the nation. Mina Kim tells the story.
Again, one, two, ready, and. Thank you. Pour more bite on the note, please. One, two, ready, and. That's better. Okay, let's do our next run section.
Band director Kevin Cato leads the Mount Eden High School Wind Ensemble through scales during band rehearsal. The students are getting ready for an upcoming concert to raise the last bit of funds they'll need to go to Anaheim. All warmed up and with instruments ready, the students stare at the tip of Cato's white conductor's baton, waiting for his cue. In addition to the flutes, clarinets, and trumpets you'd expect in a wind ensemble, there's also a full percussion and string section. Nearly 100 trophies line the walls of the practice room, but it was a hard road getting here. When Cato arrived 6 years ago, most of the students couldn't read music.
They didn't know the notes on their instruments, some of the fingerings. I had to start from scratch.
The band program was also in disarray, with broken instruments and students who didn't want to be there.
Anyone that was in band were nerds or outcasts or whatnot, and so it was embarrassing. You know, they would run on a class pretend like they're not part of the band.
To inspire them, Cato taught them popular hip-hop songs they could play by ear, and he gave them a goal, entering them in their first national competition that year. The experience was bittersweet. The students got to feel the thrill of competition, but they also learned their band was different.
They were on their marching band uniforms, which were like from 1978, I think, or 60, I don't even know. The kids really looked poor, and the parents really felt bad for them because other students at the festival were laughing and making fun of them.
Cato began investing his own money into things like instruments, repairs, and transportation for trips. Over the years, it's added up to more than $30,000.
I always tell myself, I'll find another way. I won't eat out this week. Or I'll do this, or I'll do that, I'll manage my money.
You know, we talk about people investing in the stock market. Mr. Cato invests in us, the students.
That senior and string bass player, Wayne Jopanda. Before meeting Cato, the only instrument Jopanda played was a Fisher-Price toy guitar. Now he's ranked the fifth best string bass player in the nation.
Since then, I've achieved more confidence in myself, and I kind of applied it to everything else. I've been able to go run for student government. I'm now the senior vice president.
Jopanda says it also inspired him to boost his grades. He just learned he's been accepted to UC Berkeley.
I do want to go. I've been to the campus. I love it. I love the atmosphere. But again, I have to be realistic about if we could really afford it.
Similar stories abound among band members. In 2008, they turned down an invitation to perform at the Beijing Olympics because they couldn't pay for the international trip. Just to make national competitions, parents work the concession stand at Oakland Raiders football games, and students hold car washes and fundraising concerts, like this one for the competition in Anaheim. The kids play their hearts out before a crowd of 300 family members and friends enjoying a chicken and ribs dinner on paper plates. Dan Townsend, whose daughter plays flute, says he's in awe of what Kevin Cato's done with the band.
I mean, it's not like we're a rich high school. But what he's accomplished over the few years that he's been in here is absolutely remarkable.
But even with all the band's accolades, Cato says the program narrowly escaped budget cuts in January with the help of parents who lobbied the school board.
I do understand you can't cut math, and you can't cut science, and you can't cut English. But then what's going to teach them how to be better people and how to satisfy their souls? And when they get stressed, who's going to help them out?
One, two, three, four. Good. Okay.
Back in the practice room, Cato says all the kids have had to overcome hardships to stay in the band. But when they get on stage for the finals in Anaheim, he says, you'll never know it. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
To see a photo slideshow of the Mount Eden High Orchestra, head to our website, californiareport.org.